This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Hour 2, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Richard, are you there now as well?
That I am.
All righty. So, real quick, because I did watch, Andy asked, did I watch any of the draft last night? And I said, yep, I did watch some of it. In fact, I had you guys's daily, or, you know, the sheet you guys did on Wednesday.
Right.
I was kind of going through that and watching it, and I was texting Richard back and forth on a few questions. So I guess, first off, who wants to start? How did you guys feel you did as far as your picks go?
As far as overall our picks?
Yeah, so far, how have you done?
Well, let's see. We were dead on with the first four. The next one, with the fifth one, all three of us said that could very possibly happen. It wasn't what we picked because we had a trade there.
Okay. Okay.
But we all said Joe Alt was a real possibility to the Chargers at that position. So after that, I would say when you get beyond that, if your picks are within four or five at each slot, you're doing really well.
Okay.
And for the most part, we were, weren't we, Richard?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we were good for the most part. We had players to teams, right? You know, we had the Vikings taking JJ, although that was messed up by that. But then, you know, we tried to predict with trades, Andy, but I'm not sure we would have, any of us would have predicted the Falcons going Michael Penix there.
No one did.
Just
no one did.
I actually texted Walt right before the pick, or before I knew what the pick was, and I said, I wonder if the Falcons, just because I had a hunch, I was like, maybe they do go quarterback. But honestly, I thought that they would go JJ because he's young.
Agreed.
Right? He can sit behind Kirk for a few years. I didn't anticipate them going with the oldest guy in the draft.
Look, first of all, Richard, I think you and I can agree, at least on the surface of it, and you never know how things will turn out 3 years later, but on the surface of it, Atlanta is the dumbest team in the NFL today. Come on. They are, right? I mean, we can agree on that much, wouldn't we?
I feel like, I mean, outside of the Broncos, but that's a whole conversation we'll get to in a second.
I told you that there was a good possibility they would take him.
And I just didn't like that it was there, Andy. You
know, I agree.
Dad,
too
kept
high.
Asking, right? You were like, why? And you know, here's the deal. If he ends up panning out, right, Andy, if he is not even Drew Brees, if he's Drew Brees light, let's just say that, then it was a good pick, right? Then it was a good pick at the right spot if he ends up being the guy.
Then it's a good pick because he is. This kid throws – look, he has no problem finding the strike zone. Let's just say that. He throws strikes.
I just thought it was too early, Andy.
Agreed. I thought so, too.
Okay, so you would have rather them have traded down and he still would have been there, or would somebody else have grabbed him?
Well, that's the question.
Well,
right? The theory is that he was going to be snatched up by the Raiders, right? That's the idea, is that the Raiders maybe...
Yeah, they kind of stuck it in the Raiders' eye by taking him when they did, right?
They did.
That was my theory. Because once Penix is gone, that's what they did. And NFL teams sort of are creatures, not habit, but they're creatures of the moment and of what goes on before them. But I don't know.
Well,
I really don't know, Andy.
We both had them taking Bo Nix, but we had two trades with the Broncos trading down to 23 and then to 27. I said that they would take Nix at that point. Richard felt they would take Nix, but not until the second round they'd move up for him.
I see.
And so we both thought they were going to target Nix. I just figured first round, Richard thought second, but neither of us thought number 12.
Yeah, number 12 is where he went, yeah.
It's just crazy.
And I will say, though, that he whooped up on CU, Richard.
Well, Dad, a lot of people whooped up on CU.
Well, I know, but I mean, that particular game, I think that was the worst whooping we had all year.
Well, they were helpless. That ball was right on the money.
Yeah.
It was, and that's the thing is, Andy. I don't question his accuracy. I don't question his acumen. I think that he can be a solid player. I just question.
He's got confidence.
Where he does have confidence, he's a good Christian guy. I watched some of his press conference today, and he talked about how God put him in a place where he needs to be, and where God guides his life. And so I like that. So I think, and here's the deal: he talks like a franchise quarterback. He's been coached really well. You can tell he carries himself
very well.
So I don't question any of those things.
I mean, no offense, and I don't know a lot about what you guys did, and I was just listening on Wednesday, but looking at all of the quarterbacks that went, and as far as the leadership demeanor and all of that is concerned, he's number one in my book.
Well, I wouldn't have number one. I would have the guy who went to Washington. Not Washington, New England. But here's the thing, and we were talking about this, Richard, before the draft. I said that there were two quarterbacks who really carried their teams on their backs in college. They weren't surrounded by everything, and Bo Nix was one of them, and the other one went to New England. So, I mean, you got a guy who's not coming out of a team where he was carried by his team. He carried his team.
Hmm.
You know?
Correct.
He throws bullets. He throws bullseyes all over the place. He makes the read. He makes the throw. I think you're going to like him a lot. I agree with you, though, Richard. I don't like him that high.
And that was my only thing. Now, again, all of this is moot, Dad, right? If he ends up being the guy
that they
think he can be and that Sean Payton was anticipating him being, then this is literally – everything that we just went over is completely moot and out the window because it was a great pick. And the odds are, Andy, of the six quarterbacks taken in the top, the first 12 picks, whether you had Nix as the last one, likelihood is he's not going to be the worst of them. And of those six, maybe two end up panning out, which is a crazy stat. Maybe three, right? If you've got a really good year, maybe three of those guys end up panning out. But the other three are going to be considered busts and probably cost some guys their job.
I agree. And I will say this, Richard. I do not think Nix will be a bust. I think how high he will fly, I don't know. Okay? But I think he's a relatively sure thing. I am very confident he's going to play well for you. I just don't know how well.
Oh, and Andy, I hope you are correct. Because to me, I hope you're correct because then that gives me a really good feeling about it. Just with bringing in Zach Wilson, with the other talent that was available, Andy, you could have had the best defensive player on the board. You could have had Brock Bowers, for crying out loud, that we talked about, and how good he is. But it we'll see how it is. Now, I will say this quick note two notes. First, after they made the pick, I was so upset that I had to turn over to something good news, which is the Nuggets, which, by the way, are well on their way, Andy, to winning the
NBA. Andy was right. He predicted they won last night. I predicted they would lose, so Andy was right.
Yeah.
Well, Dad, you can't predict LeBron. By the way, Andy, LeBron, that dude is a freak, and it's amazing that guy's still playing the way he is.
But he's done.
Father time has met no match.
Look, the Lakers have
catches up with all of us.
Well, as I was saying to John the other day, the Lakers have no talent, first of all. Really, for being in the playoffs, they have no talent. They're done. And I don't think Denver's going to face anybody until they face the Celtics. And I think all the playoffs up until the finals is a waste of time.
Disagree.
You're risking injury. You're risking injury until the Celtics.
Well, the reason I disagree is this. Minnesota, who will play in the next round, they are our biggest test no matter what. OKC, even if they make it, it will be fine. We'll deal with them. Celtics, Andy, are struggling once again with the Heat, who don't have Jimmy Butler.
That's true. I think that was one game.
You're struggling with the Heat, and you lost at home. So, no, the Celtics are the Dallas Cowboys of the NBA. They are really good in the regular season, and they put up phenomenal numbers.
Well, if that's true, then Denver's already won the championship. It's over. Because there's not another team in the league that can look. Minnesota has a terrific starting five. Once it goes to the bench, once you get into the later in the game and it goes to the bench, Denver's going to overwhelm them.
Okay.
I hope you are correct.
John's ready.
I'm ready. And we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We'll get songs going. No, good stuff. I enjoy it. No, I listened all day Wednesday. I enjoyed what I heard and got to watch it in action last night. So thank you guys very much. All right. We'll be right back. American National Insurance is next. My good friend Paul Leuenberger, my agent, Richard's agent, by the way, he'd love to help you with all of your insurance needs. Just give Paul a call today. He would love to help you out. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
1 in 5 Americans do not have a financial plan in place. Don't have that be you. Make sure yours is in place. Give Al Smith a call today, klzradio.com.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold to individually licensed and appointed agents.
Michael Bailey Law, make sure that your estate is in order today. Give Michael a call. klzradio.com is where you find him.
The right time to do your estate plan is as soon as it crosses your mind. Michael Bailey makes your estate plan convenient and lightens the mood for you so you're comfortable discussing a natural but unpleasant part of life. Everyone says they should get their estate plan done, and Michael knows that often people grab a business card from him, yet they never actually schedule their appointment. You don't have to be super excited about estate planning, but you know you should get it done. Working through the things people don't want to talk about doesn't feel as dark with Michael Bailey, because he's realistic yet positive. He affirms the unlikelihood of something suddenly happening to you. However, things happen that are out of our control, so it's important to prepare in advance. Make the darkness a little lighter with Michael Bailey today by setting your free zero-risk consultation with him right now at klzradio.com/estate or by calling Michael at 720-730-7274. That's 720-730-7274.
All right, business owners, make sure that you're protected from that your cybersecurity is up and that you're protected from criminals, because the last thing you want is them infiltrating your business. And believe me, they are out there looking to get in your system on a literally minute-by-minute basis. John the Cyber Guy, he'll tell you if you're secure or not. Call him today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John, the cyber guy, today at klzradio.com/security. Or call him at 720-593-6688.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jane with Faith Church in Loveland said, "I have worked with Business Equipment Service for almost 7 years. As office manager, I will not change service providers. BES offers excellent service, and I recommend them to anyone who asks." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Richard Rush. We're going to do now movies that motivate.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, not movies. Songs that motivate.
And before we jump in, I got a question for each of you.
For it.
John, you first. When you work out, do you play How Great Thou Art?
I do not.
Okay, I'm just checking.
No, I do not.
So you're a heathen.
I'm an audiobook guy, so.
Oh, okay. Richard, and for you, I just want to ask you this. The Las Vegas Raiders, is it true? I've heard rumors they are forming an entire team comprised only of tight ends.
No, it would seem that they're adopting the Patriots motto, and with the Raiders, they would draft Aaron Hernandez as well, Andy. And for those of you who don't know, go ahead and look up his story.
Yeah, that would actually, he'd fit in. And but I will say this, their twosome is better. This is the best duo of tight ends I have ever seen, ever.
It will be interesting, Andy.
So maybe right. They'll only have
Andy,
those. Okay.
Fire it up. Let's
go. All right, guys.
Start us off.
This is a song that I think is very inspirational, motivational.
Actually, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on.
Go
before
ahead.
We do this.
Okay.
I have one. So, Charlie, can you make sure mic four is up? I have one that, you
okay.
know, I think this one actually is very, very, very inspirational for you guys. So let me get my sound turned up here and see if this will actually play here. Hold on a second. Okay, hang on. I got to get the sound up. Hold on.
And Richard, you pick
Hold
on me
on.
For this.
Old guys, Andy. I can't help all of you.
I know.
My Henry Elijah, she's very plain, but that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're going to party like it's 1699. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise.
All right, I'll leave it at that. Weird Al Yankovic.
I know.
Amish paradise.
I love Weird Al. I love Weird Al.
Yes. There you go.
Okay, this isn't a funny song, but it is motivational. It is Rachel Platten with Fight Song. Here we go.
And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Good song.
What do you think, Richard? Are you inspired?
Yeah. I am, Andy. That's a great. Hey, it's a great song.
Can you do the rest of the show, or are you just going to go out and do a run right now, having heard that?
Andy, let's not get carried away.
Okay.
Us rushes, we don't run.
Yeah, we do not run.
Let me just say that.
My bad.
We're
correct. Not meant to be runners.
Okay.
We do not have the physique of runners.
Okay. Go ahead, Richard.
No, we do not, nor do we have the desire. By the way, that whole, you know, running high, and I think my father-in-law is listening, the whole running high
thing, I don't get.
It's a bunch of malarkey.
It's running to death is what that is.
Running what?
People have a running, Richard's talking about, people get a running high. I've never understood that one.
Oh, no. I had running lows. I was miserable.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've never run so much that I'm just like, oh, my gosh, this feels so great. No, it's miserable.
Miserable. Absolutely. It's held and back.
Let me ask you this, Richard. Would you have running rage? Running rage.
No, not even running rage.
I would.
Andy, if I'm gonna
I'd be
rage,
mad.
I'm going to punch something.
The only time I ever had, the only time I enjoyed, not even enjoyed, but the only time I really had to run was when you're practicing for football, basketball, whatever, and then you just had to do it.
That's
exactly.
True.
Exactly. That's literally the only time.
That's right.
All right, Richard, you're up.
All right, Andy. This I'm going to go, because you people are going to do like some old songs, but well, you did some new songs there. But I'm going to go with Eminem, Lose Yourself. His, you know,
you
his,
stole mine.
Listen up, guys. Here yeah, we here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
It.
Hey, come on. I've got it on my list. Let
All
me
right,
play.
Let's hear it. Good.
I think it's a great song.
Yeah. Good job, guys. Stole mine, but that's okay.
I'm motivated, John.
That's a good one.
Should be, Andy.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Go ahead.
Oh, Jack and Diane.
Oh, I don't have
Mellencamp.
It.
Mellencamp.
I feel bad. I don't have
Old
it,
song.
But that's a good one. Okay.
Just don't read the lyrics and we're all good.
Yeah, don't read those lyrics.
All right. No, John and Cheyenne, you're up. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John.
So I got a question. You're telling me that a guy whose name is John Rush, who opens his show with Tom Sawyer by Rush, isn't into rock and roll?
Oh, I am into rock and roll, absolutely.
Absolutely.
By the way, Sooner. That is a great opening song.
It
that
is.
A great song.
You are correct.
So I've got some eclectic music taste, but two uplifting, if you would say, that just make you feel good. Are Beethoven's Ode to Joy.
Oh, yes.
And the Hallelujah chorus from Handel's Messiah.
Fantastic.
I mean, if you don't listen to those two and feel good about yourself, I mean, it's uplifting music. But the song, I got two other real quick.
Well, really Andy, quick, really quick here. I'm serious. The Messiah is beyond description. And I only wonder what it was like for Handel when he finally set down the pen after putting the last note on that. He must have just sat back and just wondered, oh, my gosh, what did I just make? It was incredible. But go ahead, John.
It is. No. If you want to see something really uplifting, there's a video of this chorus somewhere in Ohio that just hid in a food court right at Christmas time and just did like a flash mob.
I saw that one. Somebody sent me that one today, actually.
Oh, isn't that one great?
It is.
If you've seen it. And then, John, I sent you the one of the Ode to Joy flash mob.
Yeah, that one's good, too.
Yeah, that one's a really good one. But here, Andy, remember you talked about Matthew Modine in the first hour?
Yeah.
Remember the workout song in Vision Quest?
Oh, great. Great one.
Yeah, I don't, actually.
Lunatic Fringe by Red Rider. And if you hear, it's a great song to work out to.
That's not a hymn.
No. I
Sinner.
I can, hey, I can quote the words to Paranoid if you really want me to.
No. Later.
No. The last one is the song that will motivate you and get you in trouble if you're not paying attention while driving. And that's Free Bird. Because you will accelerate during the guitar solo.
That's a good point.
Good one.
But at least I'll have an excuse. I mean, what if the cop likes Freebird?
Well, then
I'm off.
You might be okay.
Then you got to keep it on and hope he does.
Okay.
There you go.
You got to ask and say, do I get excused because it was the guitar solo in Freebird? He might let you go.
You never know.
Well done, John.
Appreciate you, John. Have a good one.
Shall I do another?
Yeah, go for it. Another round. We'll do
it. Okay, here we go. And Richard, I'm doing this for you because this is way before your time, and this is something John and I can relate to. Here we go.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. You're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
Now,
Good one.
Yeah. Now, we never played that in church except, of course, at our wedding.
Ah.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, fantastic one there, Andy. Even though, yes, it is old. All right.
Very
let's
old.
See here. I've got to go with The Climb by Miley Cyrus, Andy, before she got super weird.
Okay, hang on here.
Do you have it?
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Huh. Good one.
And you know what's the coolest thing about her in that video, Richard? She looks like a girl.
Well, wow. Yeah. Amazing.
That was cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
I'll do mine, then we'll go to the phones. Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, why didn't I have that one?
That's a good one. Sweet Home
Classic.
Alabama.
Classic.
All right, let's go to the phones. Mike, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you really opened yourself up for punishment here, John. Both videos. I mean, musical movies for you. But first, what could be more motivational than an exercise musical exercise video? It was not her best song, but Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Physical.
Oh, outstanding. Exactly. Way to go.
Just
I didn't
don't read
think
those
of that.
Lyrics either.
No, don't.
Yeah.
This is ever since she donned black leather in Greece, she changed.
Just don't read the lyrics and you're good.
Yes.
And any Donna Summer disco song, and the Bee Gees with Saturday Night Fever and John Travolta doing that.
Well, John is always motivated by John Travolta.
Yeah, no, can't stand the guy. No, count me out.
For movies, Mary Poppins, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, that's not motivational.
It is. It's cute.
Oh, come on.
Cute things are motive.
Mike, I think I'm going to hang up on you after that one.
No.
Do you hate puppies?
That's such a dumb song.
Okay. If you don't listen to the sound, just watch the
Mike,
movie.
If you don't come back with a better song than that, you're banned for the next month.
I got a movie. You gotta watch these people. The Unsinkable Molly Brown.
Oh,
okay, with Debbie Reynolds.
Okay,
classic.
Oh man, the people are dancing off the walls.
John, they sing it too.
Not joking.
Oh boy, I don't know if I can watch that one.
You
now.
Can't.
Well,
yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
All right,
okay. All right. Good stuff, Mike. Appreciate it very much. Let's get Joe in before the break. Joe, go ahead, sir.
All right, the fourth and fifth verses of Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohen. Do you remember the two verses I'm referring to?
No.
Well, of course, Mark Cohen is Jewish, and I'm sure you've heard the song Walking in Memphis.
Yeah, good song.
Well, let me
yeah,
read
it's
you
great.
Anyway, he got invited in, I don't know if you know who the Reverend Al Green is, but Reverend Al Green, yep. Anyway, so the tradition down there is on Friday night they have like a gospel thing at the Hollywood Cafe. So here's the fourth and fifth verse where he got invited to come sing at the... He says, they've got catfish on the table, they've got gospel in the air,
yep.
And the Reverend Al Green will be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer, but boy, you've got a prayer in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on. Now, Muriel plays the piano every Friday at the Hollywood, meaning the cafe,
right.
And they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number. So I sang with all my might, and she said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And he said, Ma'am, I am tonight. It's a great song.
It is a good song.
Well
agreed.
Done, Joe.
Well done.
Well
Joe.
Done.
Yeah, no, I'll take that one. Absolutely.
All right, guys. That's all I got.
Thanks, man, Joe. Appreciate it very much. All right. We'll be right back. Do a few more rounds. High Five Plumbing is next. $100 off your next visit. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
In a plumbing emergency, you need the most qualified plumber in the business on speed dial. You need High Five Plumbing. High Five has a team of local agents ready to respond to your emergency. They even have separate call center and dispatch agents. That means you won't get put on hold for eternity, and high-priority calls go directly to dispatch, saving you valuable time. Even during off hours or weekends, if it's an emergency, you'll get someone who can help you. Their response time is best in class, and you can read that for yourself in their more than 3,000 five-star reviews. for the month of April. They'll give you $100 off your repair. Just tell them you heard them on KLZ. High Fives techs are certified and constantly training for emergencies, so you're guaranteed to get the right tech for the job fast with High Five Plumbing. Just call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
I clog my toilet one too many times. I'll call High Five for this. Call High Five for this.
All right, Premier Home Remodels, that next remodel project, don't put it off any longer. Call Premier today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Call Premier Home Remodels now to get your dream kitchen remodel. Starting the planning phase on your kitchen remodel now will get you back into your beautiful new kitchen by the end of summer. Premier focuses on customer satisfaction to build long-lasting relationships with you as you plan your dream kitchen. They are dedicated to building that bond. Premier treats every project with the exact same care and attention, no matter the scope or scale of the job, because they grow their company based off referrals and customer satisfaction. And it shows in their work. They work closely with you, providing professional input, a broader selection of material, and their exceptional attention to detail to make that new kitchen exactly the way you want it. Premier will do all they can to make your life during construction comfortable and safe. Details drive success when you work with Premier. No matter the scope or size of your dream remodel, start the conversation today with Premier Home Remodels by going to klzradio.com.
All right, Kevin Flesh, civil or criminal? Kevin's there to represent you, 303-806-8886.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Are you a retired salesperson? Would you like to make some extra income with minimal time involved and no pressure? I may have the perfect option for you. My name is Tom Lozano, and I am in the final clean business. What is final clean? We work with the major commercial construction companies in Colorado. When an apartment complex or hotel is just about finished, they need a final clean company to make the project ready for the owner. So what would you be doing? It's so simple. I teach you to find the right person at a commercial project. You introduce yourself to that person and give them a brochure. You pass the contact information over to me and you get paid. And there's a very nice back-end commission available if the job closes. Interested? Go to klzradio.com/final-clean. That's klzradio.com/final-clean. It'll be the easiest sales work you have ever done. klzradio.com/final-clean.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm reading from a text message.
Okay.
This is not my song, nor have I heard this song, so full disclaimer, but it's so funny, I gotta read it. At work, we were just talking about songs after hearing you folks, and one high school kid who works here, his song is Whoop That Stanky Ho. Jeez. And no, I've never heard that song.
Well, it sounds very motivational.
Oh, John. My word.
Shall I jump
Richard,
in?
Richard, have you heard that song, by the way?
Yes, I have.
That's a good thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we have great listeners, by the way. Thank you all.
Okay, let's jump in. John, now, just so you know, because today you are such a deadbeat heathen.
Yes, I am.
I believe that you need a song with prayer. So here we go.
I need a song with prayer. Let's hear it.
Here we go. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
That's on my list, by the way, so that's a good one.
All right, we'll
count that one.
Richard, I know that's about 4 year time, but do you feel your hair getting longer listening to that?
Andy, every time.
Okay, you're up.
Hey, really quick, too, also, for all of you listening, because I've got so many more text messages coming in and I've only scratched the surface on my list, we don't often do this, but this will be a two-parter. So don't worry if you've texted me something and I haven't had a chance to mention it. We're going to do this week and next because there's no way we're getting through all the songs that I've got on my list and all of what you've texted me as well. So we'll make this a two-parter for everybody listening. So, all right, Richard, go ahead.
Gotcha. There you go. All right, I'm going to go with Remember the Name by Fort Minor, and I'm sure you old people don't know that.
What is this one? Remember the Name?
Remember the Name.
I don't know this song.
Your kids and your rock music.
I have no idea what this one is. No clue.
But it sounds cool.
All right, I have a Katy Perry song.
Okay.
Roar.
Oh, well, here we go.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. Good one, John.
By the way, somebody said that Mr. Crawford will have a stroke knowing we played Eminem. Well, you guys all may not know this, but we actually own a rap station in Detroit, or a hip-hop station in Detroit, in Chicago. Sorry, not Detroit, in Chicago. We own a hip-hop station in Chicago that is like one of the number one stations there. So, no, he would probably not have a heart attack.
Okay.
I'm sure they've played it on that station many a time. We play family-friendly hip-hop. Now, does Eminem... Well, that one's family. Well, it's probably borderline family-friendly.
Nah, yeah.
Let's not get carried away now.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
Mike, hang tight. We'll do one more round. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, because we did football this week, I'm going to do a song that I think is motivational for all of Aaron Rodgers' girlfriends. Here we go. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, stand. Because every girl leaves him. Every single one. Hop on the bus, Gus. What do you think, Richard? Is that motivational for all of Aaron Rodgers' girlfriends?
I have no idea.
Hop on the bus, Gus.
That's from Paul Simon.
I have no idea.
50 ways to leave your lover.
Hop on the bus, Gus.
Don't need to discuss much.
Don't need to be coy, Roy.
Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
Get yourself free.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so old sometimes. It's not even funny.
You know what that song did? It kind of hurt in my hip. Go ahead, Richard.
Jeez, Andy.
It should, Andy. It should hurt you in a lot of places.
Oh, my word.
Go ahead.
Goodness me. All right. Jeez. All right. Good old Stronger by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh!
I think that's... Now, there's several Strongers.
Yeah, but I have it. Can I play it?
Is this Britney Spears or Kelly Clarkson? Which
Kelly
one?
Clarkson. Okay. Here we go. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Oh,
Now, I totally picture Richard dancing to that in spandex.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Because you're so
not
motivated.
Sure about spandex, Andy.
What?
I am. Not sure about spandex. That's not correct.
Okay, John, you're up.
I thought, no, Richard was that last one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, how about Love Shack, the B-52s?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't have it, but that's a good one.
Richard, do you know that song?
I do know Love Shack, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
It's a classic.
So, good, yeah, good classic song. There we go. All right, Mike, you're next. Go ahead.
I'm laughing. 50 ways to leave a
lover. Your lover.
Why not Cecilia? That's more catchy.
Yeah, it is.
I got a redemption song.
All right, what is it?
I think I forgot it.
Well, you're not redeemed. I'm sorry.
Well, I think about it.
So far, you're still banished, Mike, so you better come up with one quick.
Darn it. What was it?
I don't know.
Getting old.
Why are you asking me?
Come on, pull one out of the air, Mike. Let's go.
Do I have to play one?
Yeah, play one. Okay, we're going to redeem Mike. Okay. Andy's redeeming Mike.
I'm going to give you, Mike, I'm going to give you some background music that will inspire you. This is the theme from Rudy. So this will help you think. Here we go.
That is not very inspirational.
Oh, that is totally inspirational, and Mike is thinking big time right now.
Rudy, Rudy,
yes!
Mike, Mike,
Mike,
Mike. All right, what do you got, Mike?
All right, there you go.
All right.
Did that help?
Yankee Doodle Dandy with James Cagney.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll take that one.
It's a classic.
Good enough.
Thank you.
All right, Mike, appreciate it. And what we're doing, we're going to run this break, or we'll run this all the way through. We'll just take a little bit longer break. So, Andy, do another round. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Let's go to a real classic. I'm going way back.
Oh, baby, that ain't no mountain high enough.
That's an oldie.
Yeah.
Richard, did you know that song?
I did know that song.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I really actually know that song from Remember the Titans.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, you're up, Richard.
All right, here, let's go on the list. So I went with Stronger before, and I'm going to do a different version of Stronger that you can't really play on the radio. Well, you can, but different radio. Stronger by Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
By Kanye
I almost
West.
Did that one. Sorry, I didn't.
You should.
Stronger by... His name's not Kanye West anymore, is it? What is it now?
It's
Ye. Yay.
It's Yay.
And by Ye.
My name is only E.
For Andy?
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay, I've got Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
Themed to Deadliest Catch.
Total classic.
Totally classic.
Okay, if you're not motivated by this next one, you can't be. Here we go.
What's the name of this song?
Gonna Fly Now.
Gonna Fly Now.
I mean, how can you not be motivated by that?
No, that's a good one. That one counts.
Richard, you're up.
Did we do Don't Stop Believing?
Nope,
but I have it. Just a second here.
I got to type it out. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I got to find it. Okay, here it goes. Great song. That might be the best song of the 70s. It's right up there. John, you're up.
Oh, it's my turn?
Sorry. Wow.
It is my turn. I got a few more rounds here. The Final Countdown.
Oh! I don't have it.
The Final Countdown. There we go. All right. You're up, Andy.
Okay. I got to do a musical song from The Greatest Showman. Here we go. Great song.
Yep.
Showstopper. Richard, go.
Where I'll Go from Moana, Andy.
Moana?
Yes, very motivational.
Well, here it is. Just a sec. Great song.
Excuse me. All right, one more. We got time for one more round. So Richard, go, then I, then Andy. We got to make it quick because we're
running
out of
time. Richard just
went.
You're up.
Oh, that was you. Okay. Let's see here. Did we do Eye of the Tiger yet?
Did we do Eye of the Tiger? No, here it is. Just kill it?
Yep. Well, yeah, because I want you, Richard, then we'll go, and that's it.
Okay, I'll just really quick do a theme from Hoosiers. Here we go.
Good one.
Now that is motivational.
That whole movie's motivational. So
yep.
Good job. Richard, you're up.
Yep, Richard.
All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled.
Oh, jeez.
So good.
Well done, sir.
All I Do Is Win, Win, Win. Yeah, good one. I'll give you that.
That's right.
All right, my wife sent one in, Footloose.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Okay. Footloose.
And with that, we're done, right?
All right, that's it. Yep, Richard, I'll let you go. Have a good rest of your, or have a good weekend, I should say, rest of your day and a good weekend. Thank you again. Roof Savers of Colorado is up next. Make sure your roof is all dialed in, especially with the storms we've got coming in as we head into the spring and summer. Roof Savers of Colorado, 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
Bruce Simmons, he is a reverse mortgage professor. Find out if a reverse mortgage would work for you. Find him at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right. Cub Creek has an AC tune-up special. Give them a call. Find them at klzradio.com.
What they quote you is what you pay for your HVAC services with Rheem Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC. You're tired of a constant barrage of tacked-on fees, trip charges, and other costs added to advertised prices. Cub Creek is a person-to-person company who will figure out what you need and tell you up front what the cost will be. If there are variables or a chance that something might affect the quote, they'll tell you that too. You should be cautious to investigate other offers that seem too good to be true. And if you think it might be, a simple call to Cub Creek can let you know what to expect and give you that second opinion you need.
They are experts in one thing, installing and repairing heating and air conditioning systems. They won't happen to notice that your water heater or other appliances need repairs while in your home either. Call Cub Creek Heating and AC when you want the best service with an honest and clear price by going to klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, Level Engineering, find out if solar works for you. Give Alan a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Getting affordable solar on your home without the tax credit is now doable with Alan Davis and Level Engineering. You had thought without the tax credit, you would not be able to afford buying solar panels for your home. It seemed like you will be stuck with electricity through Xcel with their ridiculous rate increases every year. With Alan's help, there is a great way to get solar with no money down and no out-of-pocket expenses. Through a Level Engineering partner named Everbright, they will guarantee your monthly power bill is less than you pay now with a rate locked in at 2.9% increases a year, far below what Xcel is projecting for their frequent rate hikes. And they keep the tax credit you are not going to qualify for in the first place. Your home goes up 6% in value with those solar panels, and this program called PPA transfers seamlessly with the new owner. Beautifully, you win all the way around. Now you get solar. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 or go to klzradio.com/solar.
All right, Ridgeline, two locations to serve you, one in Boulder, one in Fort Collins, RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Brokers specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
Live and local, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. And again, for all of you that are texting in, I am adding those to the list. If I don't mention it, it's because we're going to do part two next week because I have so many. There's no way we're going to get through all of them, Andy. So
yeah, and next week we won't have football to talk about, so no, we'll have more time.
So we'll roll it on. In fact, I'm not even going to mention any more because there's so many that you all have even sent in. Thank you, by the way. You can send more in after this show and during the week as well, and we'll just keep adding to the list, and we'll do part two next week. Have a great weekend. Fix It Radio first thing in the morning at 9, followed up by Drive Radio. Have a great weekend. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.